Remembering Prince today on the Rogue Contra with Anna DeBlanchis at 720 WGN. Prince Rogers Nelson, dead at the age of 57, found unresponsive in his studio in Minnesota earlier this morning and by authorities there. And a great loss to not only the music world, but the cultural world of the United States and of the United States and to the world. Really, it was one of our big exports when you stop and you think about it.
Definitely was, and still a lot of questions about, you know, how it happened, but we know that it has, and anything we hear, we'll let you know.
Kerry Wood is joining us, as he does every Thursday, to talk some baseball. And before we get into that, Kerry, obviously, your thoughts on the passing of Prince.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, who's not a fan? I mean, not a huge fan, but everyone knows Prince and his music and what he brought to society. I think he was an icon in the music industry and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all of that stuff that comes along with it. I think he was obviously will be missed, and just shocked this morning to find out. Haven't got a whole lot of more information on it since this morning, but shocked at 57. It's just kind of takes your breath away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure does. Mm-hmm. Sure does. All right. Well, let's get started. Cubs hot. I mean, it's still, you know, even though they've dropped a few since the last time we talked, including two out of three to the Rockies, which I think surprised them and everybody else. Doesn't seem to be bothering the team. There seems to be a machine in process here.
Yeah, and then those two losses. That first one. I mean, I think the 6-1 game was the one that we felt we were not in the game the whole time. And the other game's 2-0, and we just kind of ran into a buzzsaw. And the 6-1 game, I think the guy had a no-hitter going for a little while. So, I mean, we ran into some two guys that were hot that day, but there's no need to panic. These guys know how good they are. And, again, we've got our starters are throwing the ball tremendously, which allows our bullpen to be great, greater than we all maybe thought early on. But these guys, they're throwing the ball well, and everyone's just falling into line. So, and defensively, I think we're playing better and playing good baseball. Hayward looked great, and in St. Louis made some huge catches and throwing Holiday out at home plate there at the tying run. So I don't think there's any reason for anyone to be worried. I know the guys in the clubhouse aren't.
Kerry, Jake Arrieta pitching tonight. He's 3-0, basically picking up exactly where he left off last season. What makes him so effective for hitters game in and game out? This guy just continues to bring it.
Well, he's got four plus big league pitches, and he knows how to use them all, and he can put them where he wants to. I think we saw a little bit at the end of last year. Everybody thought Jake came to normal, became normal towards the end of the season, but that's not normal. The stuff he's been doing for the last year plus is stuff that we haven't seen in baseball for a while. So his consistency is remarkable. Obviously, he's a big, strong guy, and health is on his side right now, and he's throwing the ball great, and he's locked in, and he's locked in with four different pitches, and he's just an animal. There's no let up. These guys are they don't want to get in the box. They don't know what pitch to look for. They can't look for one. So he's mentally got most of these teams beat before he even steps on the mound.
Speaking of not stopping anybody, you talk about Chris Bryant and what's going on with him. Triple A, not all that long ago now, just so much is going on. Everyone's talking about Chris Bryant.
Yeah, it's these guys are. He's just feeding. He's feeding off the energy. They had obviously what they did last year set the tone for the expectations of this year, and they've stepped up and so far have answered the bell. And it's just, they're just going about their business. This is hopefully a sign of things to stay and come. And he's going to be doing this for a long time. But he's confident. He's only going to get better as the year goes on. As next year goes on, these guys are young enough. They're hungry, but they're all feeding off each other, and they're all learning together. And they're just. They're getting better and better and better. So Chris Bryant is definitely something special. Even in the minor leagues, when I remember I went and saw him in Double A and saw some of the bats and saw him take some BP a little bit, didn't know much about him. And even then it was like that swing for me, just the way the ball jumped off his bat with the kind of an effortless swing. And his power is impressive. But I think we're just kind of getting the tip of the iceberg, and these guys are just going to continue to get better and better.
Well, it was interesting last year when they brought him up, right? There was that contractual hijinkery that went on where they held him out for a year or a week, and they got an extra year out of it. And it, you know, in a situation like that, when Chris Bryant is as hot as he is, and the whole league is talking about him, right? I mean, he's started there's and he seems to be a fan favorite amongst the ladies, if you know what I mean.
Didn't he just get taken or something? I thought there was a headline about how he's
engaged.
About,
okay, well, that's going to stop the ladies from
that stops
from
it all.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. That ring always it makes it, it's a big green light for some people. But the thing is that I just wonder if you have a moment where the Cubs have to kind of make that okay with him at some point, right? I mean, as a player, is that going to be sitting in the back of his brain that he feels like he got a little bit? I mean, it's always all legal and everything. It's the way it goes. But
hey, I was 3 days short of being a 6-year free agent, so I had to be a 7-year free agent. So they've been doing this a long, long time. And this has been going on in baseball for a while. It wasn't just Chris Bryant that's dealt with this. There's players that, maybe I wasn't ready, but I was 3 days short of being a 6-year free agent, so I had to be a 7-year free agent.
Yeah.
And that's just the game of baseball. But again, if you're young enough, you love the game, you can, and you stay healthy, then you become a 7-year free agent. But the way the game works now, guys are signing extensions before they get to that. He's a guy that's going to obviously be here for a long time, and he stays healthy, he's going to be able to. His future is sky's the limit. So I don't think players think about that stuff. He's out there performing, worrying about trying to win tonight's game and trying to get a hit off, trying to get some runs scored on tonight's game. So I don't think that's in the back of his mind at all.
Kerry, shifting to the south side, the Sox off to a good start, 10-6. They dropped the game to the Angels today, but I think one of the surprises on that roster is Matt Latos. He's a guy that was signed sort of late in the offseason. He's 3-0, just one run given up in 18 innings of work. So he's off to a great start. He was one of the biggest question marks leaving spring training. His numbers, if you look at his spring stats, were awful, just terrible. And Ventura and Don Cooper, their pitching coach, kind of talked about how he needed to step up, and he has in a big way. Was there ever a time for you where you leave spring training and you just didn't really feel right, but then when the regular season kicks off, there's you flip a switch and it's a whole new. You feel different out there in the mound and things start clicking.
Yeah, and he's been around long enough, and he knows what he's doing on the mound. I think guys as they get more comfortable and they get more time in the big leagues, they use that spring training not to try to make a team, but to try to get ready for the season. And the longer the more I played, those spring trainings became essential for me to get ready and not really worry about numbers. I remember I left spring training 1 year 5-0. My numbers were great, and I think I started the season off like not good. It was the worst start of my career. So the numbers in spring training are misleading, especially out in Arizona. Numbers, the ball flies. You lose one or two fly balls in the sun or the high sky at least once a game. The numbers in spring training are to me irrelevant as long as he feels like he's healthy and ready to start the season. Obviously he looks like he's throwing the ball well and is locked in right now. So, he looks good. They look good. They're playing good baseball and they've got a good energy about him as well.
Kerry, I asked you this last week. I'm going to ask you again this week. Too early to start talking about a Subway Series?
Probably too early.
All right. Ask him next week because I think he'll like that. If every time he comes on, you ask him that, he'll probably like that.
I'm going to ask next week. I said earlier I'm going to have to ask you because it just is. It just it does feel. It feels like it's so much fun to have these teams playing as well as they are. I mean, we're hoping, we're hoping that the Blackhawks, win tonight and stun the National Hockey League again with 3 in a row and boom, and they they go on to the next round and that certainly will propel them, I think, toward the Stanley Cup Finals. But we just have to see what happens. That
would
be great
would
to have that.
Would you be surprised, though? Would this team surprise you?
No.
No.
Would not.
No.
Would not.
You know what? Hey, one at a time.
Right. Well, you've been in those situations. I mean, it's like you got to be, when you're in a must-win situation, that I would not count against if there are any team in professional franchise sports in a must-win situation, you got to put the Hawks at the very top of that list.
You got it.
Right?
Couldn't agree with you more.
11-4 in elimination games under Quinville.
Right.
That sounds good.
Yeah. 11-4.
It's going to be something. All right. Kerry, don't forget, next week I'll be asking the same questions. I want you to work on your answer. All right?
I think I might have an answer by the third Thursday in July.
Ooh, okay. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, start getting excited.
Until then, we could just re-cue that. We can kind of, you know, tee up that tape there, audio.
See?
Right, and then he's going to stop, and he's going to go, yeah, maybe we can start thinking about it. And then by the third week of September, he go, yep, you know, we should really be thinking about it right here. All right. Thanks, Gary. Bye.
Thanks, Gary.
One more thing.
Yes,
Look for Hayward to heat up tonight in this series in Cincinnati. I think he hit the ball hard in St. Louis. Didn't have much to show for it. They made a couple good plays, but he's hitting the ball on the screw. So I look for Hayward to take off in this series.
And is that ballpark, though, is good for him, too, right? Isn't
it's
that
good for every hitter and every hitter with a bat?
Yes, right. Even with a wiffle ball, a wiffle bat. That is a great ballpark for them. Right. All right, thanks very much, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
Gary.
It, as always. All right, Kerry Wood, our baseball contributor here on the Road Contra with Anna DeVlantis, and it's going to be interesting.
It's fun. You know, we all expected the Cubs to get off to a start like this, but to have both teams in town off to a great start, White Sox near the top of their division, Cubs have been on best records in baseball. The only sort of blemish all season has been that Kyle Schwarber injury.
What are you talking about that for? What are you doing?
Sorry, Ro.
It's like you're talking about Shaw being out tonight. What are you talking about there? Nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do about it, but yes, both teams in town. I think I think the White Sox have a lot more question marks than this Cubs team, which you really can't find a weak spot in the lineup, in the rotation, in the bullpen.
What are you doing? I'm a Cubs fan, lifelong Cubs fan. What are you doing?
Stop telling me
how great they are, because the fact of the matter is, when you do, something goes wrong. I want
you
to
have. So we can't say anything bad about them, and then they can't say anything great about them.
Just be cool, man.
All right,
maintain an even strain.
I'll stay cool, man. Yeah. Both these teams looking good.
Hey, they're looking good right now, man. That's the way it is.
It's cool, man.
All right,
you're so easy to please, Rob.